Let me begin. Very important question. Do you believe in aliens? So serious, I was joking. I assume, mate, some might. In a recent survey, 60% of adults said that they believe life exists on other planets. Anyone in that 60%? Here we go, there's some. Life, sentient life may be another question. Do you believe that Satan looks like that? No, do you believe Satan exists? 59% of adults in this survey believe that Satan was just a symbol of good or of evil or bad things, not good. Only 34% of these adults believe that Satan is actually a living being. Now, I want to ask three questions tonight and talk to you about them. The first one is, does Satan actually exist? Given the affirmative of that answer, I'll then ask the question, what do we know about him? And finally, how should we respond to him? Does Satan exist? What do we know about him? And should we respond to him? I had confirmation this week that both Satan and God exist. Yesterday, I filled up my car with petrol, and it cost me $78. That was confirmation that evil is alive in the world. And then, confirmation that God is still working. I went to Kmart early this afternoon, and all the Easter eggs came on special as I walked in. Any chocoholics here? Oh, two, three. Well, see me later. I have some good news for you. The devil does exist. The Bible talks about him as Satan by name 54 times and refers to him as the devil 36 times, among other names like the serpent or the deceiver. Jesus is tempted by Satan in the desert, in the wilderness. Satan enters into Judas to prompt him to betray Jesus. Satan in the Old Testament attacked Job again and again and again. In 1 Chronicles 21, Satan incited David against Israel. I didn't know that one until I looked it up. Well, I'd forgotten it. And of course, the serpent. Satan deceived Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. His name means slanderer or adversary. Satan, the devil, does exist, and he is against God. He is his adversary in every possible way. The Bible tells us he exists, so we know he does. Question now is, what do we know about him? I want you to turn to Revelation 12, if you can. Last book of the Bible, just after Revelation 11. Should be looking for it. The book of Revelation is one of the most thoroughly interpreted and misinterpreted books in the whole Bible. It is not a story of the future. It is a vision or a dream given to John about all of creation. It doesn't just look forward, it takes John outside of time, into God's perspective, and shows him creation from beginning to end. All of it. It looks backwards, it looks at the then and now, and it looks at the future. All the time, from the creation of the world to the return of Jesus. Revelation is a book which covers it all. It's not just about the future. And Revelation 12, it specifically tells us quite a lot about Satan. And there are a lot of characters in there, and it's important to understand who those characters are. So I want to go through the three main characters that appear in Revelation 12 to see who they represent and what it all means. The first character is the woman with a crown of 12 stars on her head. The woman represents Israel, God's people. Not just in the Old Testament, but even up to now. God's people, including us, later on in chapter 12, when it was talking about the woman, it's talking about all of us. You notice the 12 stars on her head, representing the 12 tribes of Israel from the Old Testament. God's people in 12 tribes. So the woman is Israel, and she is in labour. She's not Mary, the virgin, giving birth to a child. She is the people of Israel in labour, in pain. More than just labour pain, it says, in torturous pain, giving birth to a saviour. And that second character, the Saviour, the Son, in verse 5, who will rule the nations, is the Saviour, the Messiah, the King. Of course, the child is Jesus. Out of God's people, out of Israel, comes Jesus, the Saviour of the world. And then we meet the red dragon. not the St. George dragon, as some may have interpreted it in early commentaries, because he's green. But it is, in fact, the enormous red dragon, which is Satan. He looks incredibly powerful. He has 10 horns, every horn signifying a powerful beast. And he wears 7 crowns. Not because he is a ruler, but because he thinks he's a ruler. To show that he is a prince or a king among people. He wears these 7 crowns. And Satan, we're told, is sitting in front of this pregnant woman in labour, at the end of her, waiting for the child to pop out so he can devour him. A sickening image. And it is sickening, because Satan's plan as the adversary of God is to swallow up his Saviour as soon as he is born. And we see it in the story, don't we? In the stories in Luke 2 of his birth. We see King Herod trying to kill him. We see the leaders trying to kill him all the way through his life. And then finally, Satan believes that he's got Jesus as he hangs on the cross. But then Jesus rises from the dead. And it says there in verse 5, the child is snatched up to God. The child is Jesus resurrected. Snatched up to God to where? To the throne of God. He sits as the ruler. Satan missed his chance. He had to destroy the Christ child and he missed it.